I'm Nancy Boyle, and again today, Dr. Lou Balchese is with me to discuss Paradise Lost. Dr. Balchese, I assume we're talking about the Garden of Eden, which, according to Genesis, is a paradise full of bliss and immortality. However, judging from our past conversations, I'm sure that the concept of an original paradise is not unique to the Bible.
That is true, Nancy. The concept or the myth of an original paradise seems to be universal. It is certainly common in the ancient Near East and in the ancient Mediterranean world, the two areas that shaped our Western theology and culture.
Will you give us some parallel myths of paradise?
I guess the best known are the Greek Golden Age, of course, and the Sumerian Dilmum.
And that's spelled D-I-L-M-U-M,
right?
Go on, please.
Well, Dilmum is described as a land that is pure, clean, and bright, a land of the living, which knows neither sickness nor death. Let me quote from an ancient Sumerian text. The croak of raven was not heard. The bird of death did not utter the cry of death. The lion did not devour. The wolf did not rend the lamb. The dove did not mourn. There was no widow, no sickness, no old age, no lamentation.